And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so nice to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, and as always, there's Gerald Quigley across from me at the desk.
Good to see you, Jo. Good morning.
Lovely to see you. And gorgeous for the first time this year, Sally Obermeter. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sal.
Nice to be back. How are you?
Oh, look, we're great. And I did see on your socials this week that you sent a little one off to school for the first time.
Oh, I did.
Tissues
I
out,
did.
Sal?
Oh, more than just a few tissues and a big box. I did. My youngest, she's five, so she's in kindy. And look, she was at prep at that school last year, so we muddled through, I think, like many parents, in a bit of a funny year last year, but she's officially off.
Oh, well, my daughter starts secondary school tomorrow. So they say, Sal, in a blink of an eye, they're, you know, finished primary school into secondary school. But actually, I feel every single minute that last 6 or 7 years, I must say. But it is a massive time for every child who's returning to school, because I feel like there is some trepidation. There's excitement, we hope, but there's anxiety. Some kids are thrilled not to be remote learning. Yes. Some don't want to leave their desk at home. Yes. So there's a lot of mixed feelings out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's exactly how it was. Certainly at our house, there was a lot of, because both of mine went back last week, and there was a lot of, exactly as you say, mixed feelings. On one hand, it's not last year anymore, and that's great. But on the other hand, well, what does that mean for this year, and what does it bring? Nervousness.
Excitement. You know? Yeah. Opportunity. Optimism.
Yeah. We hope.
We're sure.
With a little bit of it, you know, and even for parents, yes. I think there's some anxiety around how can I, you know, we crave certainty, and we can't have that certainty.
Don't forget the grandies. They're the ones that struggle in the school car park every morning and struggle twice as much in the afternoons.
Absolutely. Yep. No, there's definitely, my family wouldn't get by without my mum, you know, pulling a lot of shifts around her grandchildren.
And I think it is, as you say, guys, it's the whole family dynamic, because if the kids are nervous, or if there's any anxiety, it filters to the parents, it filters to the grandparents, to the carers, because we all feel it.
How did we ever cope?
Well, this morning we are going to be talking about this kind of anxiety around kids going back to school from both parents and children and grandparents as well. So Dr. Marie Yap is an international expert on parent-child relations, and she's going to discuss going back to school and how to make it easier for our kids or grandkids, and what role do we play as parents and carers, and how can we kind of guide our children through this transition. We'll also be joined by RoboFit co-founder Daniel Hillier. Now, RoboFit, let me get that right. It's an extraordinary, revolutionary technology. It's the first rehabilitation centre in Australia to use this technology that improves rehabilitation success for those living with neurological and musculoskeletal conditions. Daniel has suffered spinal cord injuries, and we'll discuss his progress and success using RoboFit's technology and how it has improved his quality of life and independence. And really, I think for a lot of people who may have experienced any kind of spinal cord injury, it feels like it's a different kind of hope. Which is
totally the fascinating part. And we've used the phrase every now and again called neuroplasticity, which is re-engaging the brain, parts of the brain that haven't worked properly. And that's one of the fundamentals of this particular technology, is getting the part of the brain that's been affected by whatever the accident was to become reusable.
It's amazing. I can't wait to chat with him.
Yeah, very exciting. Yeah. And the A to Z of vitamins, we're talking Mycogenics Ubiquinol Active, powered by Ubiquinol. And as always, we invite you to give us a call, 131 873. If you have any question for your health, any advice that you're after this morning, do give us a call, 131 873. Next, we're talking helping our kids get back to school.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Skin skin. It's our largest organ. Are you taking care of it? Cetaphil skincare is dermatologically tested and defends against 5 signs of skin sensitivity with simple, gentle and effective solutions. So whether you're carving it up, sweating it out, getting to work, or your skin's as dry as the outback, when it comes to protecting your sensitive skin, Cetaphil's got your back. And your arms, and your legs, and your face. Cetaphil is available for a great price at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. As we always say, give us a call 131-873 with any questions that you have for your health. In the meantime, of course, it is the beginning of the school year, which can often bring with it lots of excitement, but a bit of worry and anxiousness for kids and parents alike. But as with pretty much everything in the world right now, COVID brings a whole new layer of challenges. So to help us help our kids, we're joined by Dr. Marie Yap, Associate Professor, Psychologist and Head of the Parenting and Youth Mental Health Group at Monash University. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
It's so lovely to have you on the show. So what are you seeing? How are children feeling at the moment as we go into the school year?
Yeah, very much like what you were just saying. There's a mix of that excitement. You know, it's been a long summer break. I think for many families, it could be the first summer break in a couple of years where they have got away for a little bit and enjoyed time with family and so on. So it would have been hopefully nice for many young people. But then, you know, they're missing friends and looking forward to seeing them. And then, you know, a very different COVID situation this year round, slightly different across states as well. So I think there will be a whole range of, you know, mixed emotions. And, you know, I think the most current one is, you know, like, we can go to school. Is that real? You know, will we, you know, just catch COVID and then be sent home and, you know, or our classmates will, and we'll have to isolate? What happens to our family? You know, like, lots of those questions, which a little bit different to even last year. You know, alone. So I think all those uncertainties will bring a lot of mixed emotions to young people and their families.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. It's the uncertainty, isn't it? What about for parents now? What do you think? How are they feeling?
Well, I think there's a lot of exhaustion all round. exhaustion from, you know, yes, that huge uncertainty, that ongoing, you know, fluctuation in what the situation is in terms of cases and what our appropriate response is, even, you know, when to test and when not to test, you know, all these changes that we've had to go through in the past couple of years. There's a lot of exhaustion all around. And like I said, hopefully, you know, people have had some time to get refreshed, you know, they have had a break over the Christmas and New Year's block of time. But, you know, I think just that, you know, that sense of, you know, cases might be going down a bit in Victoria and New South Wales, for example. But, you know, schools are reopening and they're breeding grounds, you know, for the spread of COVID. You know, there's that concern about especially younger children not being vaccinated yet, with the uptake only rolling out recently. So there's a lot of that, you know, that continues to weigh down on parents, because, you know, especially for parents whose work or business will be very much, you know, vulnerable to the possibility of their child contracting COVID or being sent home to isolate because, you know, they've been they've had friends or contacts who have contracted it and they need to monitor. You know, all that, you know, just kind of keeps, it's almost like little drips, you know, of strain that can be on parents. And so it can take its toll. And I think it's important for parents to acknowledge that, you know, if they are feeling that strain, they're feeling that stress and that anxiety, that they actually acknowledge that, you know, find ways that work for them to relieve that stress. Share what they're anxious about with trusted adult friends, and find ways to release that is not at their children or you know, confiding in their children who aren't the right people to be handling that for their parents.
Can I ask you, with regard to any anxiety parents might be feeling, should we try to hide that from our kids? Because I'm very much about role modelling to my daughter, but I'm never sure how much to share with her.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm very much for being open and honest, you know, as parents, you know, to your children. Obviously, you know, you wouldn't do that with a two-year-old, you know, the same way you would do it to a 16-year-old. But, you know, it's, I think what's important for parents is to realize that we are the adult in our child's life. Oftentimes, you know, a very key trusted adult. You know, like you said, we model lots of things to our children. So I believe it's really important to be honest. You know, so if, as a parent, you're feeling really stressed and anxious, it's totally appropriate to let your children know, let whole family know, yes, you know, mom is struggling, you know. I will not deny that, you know, I'm finding this really stressful, I'm tired. This is what I'm trying to do to manage my anxiety, you know, and actually talk about, you know, some of what I mentioned earlier, you know, finding a trusted adult to speak to, if necessary, actually get some support from a mental health professional. But, you know, to let your child know that, yes, I'm not denying what I'm feeling, and yes, I'm looking for constructive ways to manage it, because that in itself is modeling to our children. It's totally okay to feel anxious. It's totally okay to feel stressed if the situations do, you know, do put that on you. But you're doing something that can actually help you to manage it. And that in itself is modeling to your child that, you know, you don't just kind of get overwhelmed by emotions, but there are things that you can do that can help you down the right path towards coping and managing those emotions better.
Marie, bearing in mind that we expect kids to be resilient these days when we take it for granted, but do you see any long-term issues there? Bearing in mind over the last couple of years, the challenges children have had at school, not just the ones that are starting tomorrow or starting this week.
Yes.
But from a focus, concentration, behaviour perspective, do you expect to see long-term issues that may have developed over the last couple of years that may take longer to resolve?
Yeah, there certainly has been concern out in the field, you know, with from psychologists, developmental psychologists, education experts who are concerned that, you know, being shifted in and out of online learning, face-to-face learning, the constant flux in, you know, when and how is the appropriate concentration, you know, for students. And of course, you know, the vast majority of students, like you said, would be resilient. They can switch, might be a little bit disruptive, you know, in the transition phase, but they kind of, you know, then, you know, settle into it, they adapt to it. For students who have some pre-existing difficulties with concentration, you know, that and attention and focus, it will take longer for them to be able to adapt. And then, you know, unfortunately for some of them, by the time they actually do adapt, they have to switch again. So it's really disruptive. And some of those disruptions can take the longer term before they can actually catch up, if they do, with a lot of effort and support. So it is important for parents who are aware that their children have some of these pre-existing difficulties to try to get as much support as they can from the school, obviously to communicate the concerns as appropriate with the school and the teachers who are actually looking after their children, but also, of course, to be monitoring how the child is faring, because children often communicate to us through their behaviors, whether they are able to articulate what is actually bothering them, you know, that they're feeling stressed at school because they can't concentrate, or they're not catching up with schoolwork because they can barely focus on what the teacher's instructions are, that, you know, let's just say understand what's required of them, you know, to actually be spending, perhaps be making the extra effort to check in with their child regularly, especially during transition times. And if nothing else, just to, you know, that's an assurance to the child that you are there for them. You know, that you appreciate that transitions aren't always easy, and that they can turn to you for whatever support they might need.
And Marie, I did check out your website, parentingstrategies.net, which has some fantastic resources there for all different kinds of mental health challenges and helping us help our kids and maybe prevent those various mental health challenges. And what I loved about it is it indicated that it's okay to ask for help, which I think is just a really key message there. So that's parentingstrategies.net. I recommend everyone go along and check out that website. Thanks so much, Marie.
Thank you. Great to speak to you.
And you have a really great day. 131 873. Give us a call with any questions for your health. We'll get to those questions next.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to The House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. And our number is 131 873. We'll get to your questions in just a moment. But before we do that,
yes,
I wanted to take just a little moment to acknowledge our healthcare workers at the moment, who are just so under pressure in our hospitals mainly. They're working incredibly long hours, a lot of them having to come back from leave, and it's just a really, really difficult situation. So I just think we need to acknowledge how hard they're working and their resilience.
Well, and there's it's almost like a stack of cards, because all the way through there are healthcare workers in some way. So even someone who's working in a supermarket in many ways is a pseudo healthcare worker, because you can bet your boots someone's going to comment on how their lives are interrupted, except the person standing behind the cash register is seeing 50 of those every hour. So they get the pressure. It's been a big week in the pharmacy land. If you think back last week, we were talking about the rapid antigens tests that have come out, in theory, free, available. It's been absolutely chaos. That pressure is starting to lift. And then there's all the pressure on the GP surgeries. Specialists have been prevented from elective surgery. People waiting for surgery for various things can't get it. So it is, it's been in many ways, monumental cock-up. But anyway, it'll sort itself out in time.
It's been also just a really long time for all these people. You know, we talk about long COVID in terms of the physical, you know, what people, you know, what we're physically feeling if you get COVID and recovery, etc. But I often think of long COVID as just this, I mean, you think it's been how many years now that we're just three, right? And this long uncertainty, and we talk about healthcare workers, but they're also people. They have families. They, you know, this is their job. This is what they do. They put themselves on the line every day, and they're doing it in the toughest of conditions. And we've got to remember, please be kind, and not just to these people, but to all the people, like you're saying, Gerald, you know, supermarket workers and pharmacies. And it's tough, because I know people who kind of, you know, sort of lose their bananas at these people, that often they're, you know, they're starting to fall apart. So it's like, we just have to try and rally together and, you know.
Yeah, it's a very, very difficult time, but these people are extraordinarily courageous, and we're thankful to them.
We are.
Because every day,
every day, yes. Yeah. So we acknowledge that you're exhausted and distressed, and we say thank you.
Stay with it.
Yes,
thank
right.
you. Totally.
Yes, and if you can, take someone a meal or something today, or walk their dog, or give them a break from their kids, or whatever you can do.
I've said this before. You know, we're big on ticker tape parades. You know, back in the day for athletes, but we're like, these are the people who need a ticker tape parade, you know?
I agree.
What did they do in London? They went out and banged saucepan lids or something together.
Yeah,
didn't they?
Didn't
Boris
great.
Do that at once?
Bang saucepan
lids. Don't know
lids,
what it achieved.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe also do some grocery shopping as well.
Well,
for
yes.
them.
More meaningful. Yes.
Let's get to some calls. Hi, Margaret in Blackburn.
Morning, Margaret.
Oh, good morning. Look, I was trying to get help. Look, I had a knee replacement earlier this, well, middle of last year.
Yes.
And because I go to physio, look, I've asked my doctor many times about it. I get bruised. Yes. And my skin is parchment thin. Yes. And I've only got to brush something, and it's like, it's getting worse. But what happened, she suggested, because I'm getting cramps, so I go swimming. And because I'm glad I can go for a swim now, for just for exercise and everything else, if I start kicking, doing different things, I'm beginning cramps in the calves. And she suggested magnesium, which is fine. And I wanted to give you an idea which of the magnesium to take. But she went to sort of massage my legs, and she, and it's embarrassing, you know. And she happened to say to me, she said, "What, isn't this something you can take for that helps apparently?" And I said, "Look, I've asked about it over the years, but I've with my doctor, and he's been more or less giving me the impression there's nothing, you know, can do." But I'm falling apart. I've got arthritis. I worry about the joints. And,
that's fine, Margaret.
Skin. I thought, jeepers, you know, because she went to massage, and I thought, golly, I said, look, I didn't like to say be careful, but it's the first time I've really been aware that if they press down like just to give me a little bit of, you know, relief around wherever.
Yes.
And very quickly, is there anything that I can take, or is it a diet?
Yes, there is, Margaret. Now, first of all, just one question, if I may. Are you taking any medications that are blood thinners after your surgery? You're taking...
No.
Right. Now, the specific solution internally is called Arnica, A-R-N-I-C-A. That comes as a little tablet that dissolves in your mouth. Two of those at a time, and you can take them regularly two or three times a day. Now, what that does is repair ruptured blood vessels and helps them get back to normal. You can apply Arnica in cream form to the bruises that you've got now, and to help rebuild your skin structure, ask at your local pharmacy for a really good moisturising cream that you use after you've towel dried, and you repeat that at the other end of the day. So if you've got a little list of all of that, it will make a difference. And if you want to check in a couple of weeks' time on improvements, just go to the House of Wellness website, .com.au. There's an Ask tab there. And just remind me that you and I have spoken on a Sunday.
All the best with that, Margaret. It's not a nice feeling. Hmm. Gwen in Vaucluse, good morning.
Hi, Gwen.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I was wondering if you could help me. I get cramps in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping, and, oh, God, it hurts me so much.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. I scream the place down.
Margaret's just mentioned, our previous caller, Gwen, that she takes magnesium for her cramps, and
I take that too.
Do you? And is it not working?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Just take some more. Is it a powder or a tablet or a capsule that you've got?
It's a tablet.
Tablet, okay. Well, if you could double the dose, please, for three or four nights, get it to work, and once it started to work, then back off the dose. So you can safely take two tonight, not one, and that's going to make a difference either tonight or tomorrow night, but it will make a difference once your blood levels of magnesium rise. And if you've also got a massage cream that you could massage your calves with before you go to bed, that will help too, okay?
Thanks so much, Gwen, for your call. Keep your calls coming, 131-873. Plus, next, we learn about the groundbreaking technology that is contributing to a cure for paralysis. That's after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Daniel Hillier was diagnosed quadriplegic following a balcony collapse in 2010. And after finding health services only focused on living with his new normal rather than rehabilitation, Daniel and his wife, Marianne Harris, were determined to better the future of rehabilitation for Australians, and this led them to discover the groundbreaking technology called RoboFit and eventually open Australia's only rehabilitation facility using RoboFit. And to tell us about it, Daniel Hillier joins us now. Hi, Daniel.
Good morning, Sally, Joe and Gerald. How are you?
Oh, we're great, well. And it's great to have you on the show. Can you tell us a bit more about RoboFit?
Yeah, absolutely. So RoboFit's Australia's first rehabilitation centre using exoskeletons. So we first went over to Japan in 2013 and discovered the technology, expressed our interest to bring it out to Australia. Although we're such a small nation, it kind of wasn't ready for them at the time. We were approached in 2019 to bring the technology out to Australia, where Marianne and myself launched RoboFit in April last year. So RoboFit's exoskeleton rehab with lower limb robots. So this will assist with people standing, sitting and walking over a treadmill to relearn to walk again. We've also got single limb robots, so that will help with wrist, shoulder, elbow, knee and ankle rehabilitation. And we've got a lumbar support too that helps with posture and falls prevention for the elderly.
Wow, this is incredible. Tell us, how does it work and what kind of results have you seen and how do people find the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did a 12-week program through COVID and a lockdown myself. At the start of the program, I was walking a 10-metre walking track and my best time was 32 seconds or so. And by the 12-week program, I was down to 13 seconds for the 10-metre walking track. And my six-minute walk test had gone from, 72 metres to, after the 12 weeks, to 212.
Wow.
Daniel, I'll combat your big word with my own big word. You've mentioned exoskeleton, and my word is neuroplasticity. I'm just trying to get my head around how you can retrain your body to basically awaken parts of your brain that have been, for various reasons, and in your case, the injury, have really been knocked for six. Just, can you just briefly explain the rationale? How do you do it?
Yeah, sure. So the exoskeleton itself, we use electrodes and we put them on the skin. So the robot doesn't give the individual or the wearer any stimulation. It actually picks up the messages that are going from the brain to the muscle and then assists to complete that movement. So the data can be seen on the television screen. So the exoskeleton links up with the TV, giving transparency to the client and to the exercise physiologist that's doing the training with them. So the trainer's got clear visibility of which muscle's firing. So if one's giving off a little bit too much strength, he or she can change the assistance with the robot. So it's all quite flexible.
Wow.
Wow. Mm. And is this something, Daniel, that people would do their whole life, or they do it for a period of time until they've reached, a change that they're happy with? How does it work?
Yeah, so we've seen a lot of impact with people doing monthly block stints. So the more intensive kind of block training, clients are seeing better results. But we do have people coming through and doing like strength and conditioning. So they're using the single limb robots to build up their upper body strength and that sort of thing as well.
This is such an extraordinary thing and quite exciting. Are you finding that people, when they discover RoboFit, have a new sense of hope?
Oh yeah, it's another tool in someone's rehabilitation journey, and just seeing the smile and seeing people stand for the first time and weight bear, and just it's pretty amazing to see.
Daniel, I would imagine, bearing in mind how you are changing people's lives and perhaps taking them out of the illness system into a wellness system, basically. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you would be heavily funded by government or private health insurance, or is that a facetious question?
We have had participants with NDIS funding be approved for the program.
Good.
We've had some aged care members come through as well.
Great.
So we've got people utilising their funding that way.
Okay. Private health insurance, are they interested in getting involved?
We've had some conversations and still to have conversations to have.
And I know that you opened last year. Are there plans to expand beyond where you are, which is in Wollongong?
Yes, absolutely. So we're in the process of doing a fit out of our new space. So the space in Wollongong will be our master training centre to train up new staff members. Mm-hmm. And we have plans to expand across Australia and into New Zealand as well.
Do you offer telehealth consults, if so people in other states could contact you and get an idea of what's going on, Daniel?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So we do offer telehealth, and we're looking down the path of, with the single limb robots, being able to incorporate those into a home-based program, where we can, they're a much smaller unit, so we can transport those, as where the lower legs need to be used on a treadmill and in a bodyweight support system. So the single limb will be easy to take home, or maybe a parent or a caregiver can assist the client with it, and we can run the virtual service with the exercises.
Wow, it's so amazing. The website is robofit.com.au. We recommend you get on and investigate this, because it really is just extraordinary new technology. Thank you so much, Daniel. It's been lovely to learn about all of this from you.
No, thank you so much for having me.
All the best, Daniel.
Take care. And let's get to one call. Shall we get to Steve? Hello. Oh, Ignatz. Hello, Ignatz.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What is your question?
My question is, I can't stand on my left leg. The knee won't hold up.
Right.
Have you discussed this with your doctor, Ignatz?
Yes. He gave me Celebrex tablets.
Yes. Well, they'll reduce the inflammation, Ignatz, but they won't do much else. Is there a structural issue with your knee that perhaps an X-ray might discover?
Yes. I'm going down Monday because this happens over the weekend.
Okay.
And they're not open. So on Monday I'm going to have an X-ray.
All right. Would you send me then an email after you've done that? Just go to thehouseofwellness.com.au, the Ask tab, drop me an email and tell me how you get on, and then I'll suggest some other things to take along with the Celebrex. Is that okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ignaz. Bye.
Thanks for your call, Ignaz, and we'll get to more of your calls next on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to The House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What's clean, vegan and packed full of skin-loving ingredients? It's new Rimmel London Kind and Free Moisturising Skin Tint. It's free from nasties, formulated with aloe vera and antioxidant complex of vitamin E and B5, delivering 24-hour hydration. The lightweight formula of evens skin tone and blurs imperfections and is suitable for sensitive skin. It's clean beauty that works. No compromises. Rimmel London Kind and Free Moisturising Skin Tint is $9.97 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy. CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins, and we're talking ubiquinol. And Gerald, my first question is, why do we need ubiquinol, and where is it in our body? What is it? What even is it?
Coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. Now, there's a fundamental difference, and I'm often asked. Coenzyme Q10 is produced within every cell as part of the mitochondria, and it's responsible for driving energy. Ubiquinol is the ready-to-use form. So if you take a CoQ10, it's got to be converted into a form that your body can absorb. Ubiquinol, that's already happened.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's better absorbed and obviously more usable. Every single cell in our body requires energy. Everything from heart muscles particularly, and that's important, that keeps beating, but from every single energy expenditure, there is CoQ10 generated. Sadly, as we age, those levels don't get maintained.
This might sound like a really dumb question,
no
right?
Such thing,
but why is energy, like what is energy and how does it impact our organs?
Well, because it helps it work. Nothing works unless there's an energy production. It's mm-hmm. the same. We turn on, flick a light switch, that's energy being converted into electricity, which mm-hmm. gives us light. It is exactly the same in every single cell. And mitochondrial energy and mitochondrial health is a new area of medicine that we're realising that unless we look after our mitochondria, organs wear out. That's the rationale.
And the body needs energy even at rest. And I think
yes.
that sometimes people go, oh, I don't run much, or I'm not an athlete or whatever. It's like, no, your body just for its very core functions, the ones that happen without you even thinking about.
So true.
They
so.
All require, yeah. Mm.
So true. Energy. Because our body recuperates and rests. While we're resting, it's actually regenerating. That requires energy.
And the bad news is it declines as we age.
Yes, it's only after.
But you can do something about it.
It doesn't. There are not many food sources that are reasonable that you can get coenzyme Q10 as a substance in it. And that's a challenge. It's why considering a supplement if you feel necessary. Get some advice. Very worthwhile.
The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Microgenics Ubiquinol Active, powered by Ubiquinol. We have time for one very quick call. Hi there, Carmen.
Hi.
Hello, Carmen. How can we help?
Hi. I get up every morning with really dry eyes. I use BioTears, but mm-hmm. they're so sore that I can't open them. Is there something else I can have, like in a vitamin or better drops, maybe?
Interestingly, Carmen, we've just talked about ubiquinol. Do you know another function of ubiquinol is to reduce the risk of dry eye? Go and get some ubiquinol tomorrow. Take one every morning because our lacrimal glands that produce tears require, there you go, energy to function properly. Use your eye drops. The thicker, the better at night before you go to bed. And occasionally during the day, use one of the thinner types. And there's also a type that you can spray on the outside of a closed eye, and that reduces the risk of evaporation of tears. So there's a few options there.
And what about, I know, because we hear from people with twitchy eyes,
mm-hmm.
which is similar to that dry eye feeling.
Yeah.
Are there things that we could be maybe nutrition-wise or supplements-wise that's going to help with a twitchy eye?
Hmm.
I think this is coming back to like the magnesium, potassium. They're the key ones. So in terms of foods, your sweet potato, your yogurt, your bone broth, salmon is a great one. These kind of whole foods will not steer you wrong. These particular ones are great.
Yep, and true. And a twitching eye is the classic magnesium sign.
Yeah. Mm. Well, thank you so much to all of our callers. Do head to houseofwellness.com.au. If you have a question, Gerald has shared that website with you somewhat today because you're always there. Ready to
it's
answer.
Always open.
That's it. Houseofwellness.com.au. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
CoQ10 is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 with ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of CoQ10 to help support cardiovascular health, immune function and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy CoQ10 ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligram is only $39.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, that brings another House of Wellness to a close. Gerald, you have the lift out there today.
House of Wellness Plus in News Limited Papers today, Joe. Great to see you, Sal.
Awesome to see you, Sal.
Guys.